talking to? Who's the audience talking to, man?
Man, you talking to Guilty Black. I used to co-host this show, bro.
I know. We miss you, Guilty. Where you been, baby?
Yo, you know, Guilty just had some, you know, he's on the IR right now, you know?
No doubt, no doubt. Hey, man, you need to get well, bro, because we need you back on the show, baby. You know what I mean?
No, man, you got somebody, you know, we always bring somebody sitting next to you, man.
True indeed, man. I'm, you know, supremely grateful, man. We got a legend in the building right now, and you know, Vancouver's got a, you know, this is for the youngins that may not know. You know what I mean? To the old heads, y'all know, but to the youngins, y'all may not know. So, listen to the wisdom that's gonna be shared tonight. You know what I mean?
Yo, I just wanted to say, what's the Cold World or something?
Top of the World
or Crazy World?
Oh, Crazy World.
Crazy World, man. That, yo, I'll tell you right now, Timo, yo, we played that on the show a few months back, man. You know, that song needs to come out again, bro.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, but yeah, you know, everything had its time in this moment, but it, you know, we could always pull back and you know, check the files.
Yeah. It's a crazy world we live in. Yo, that's relevant today, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Hey,
yeah, I just
want
to pick up your boys, man. You got to get back to asking the questions, you know? All the blessings, you guys, you know?
Respect, brother.
Respect, brother. I love ya.
Respect.
Peace. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So, man. So... You went red. You started doing the knowledge to the production aspect. Then what happened?
Oh, man, to make a long story short,
we got,
you know,
time, bro.
We had a couple opportunities to perform and sign to this indie label. I was saying earlier,
indie
labels are mad important, and this indie label had some grant money to help us create an album.
Ooh.
From there, he shopped the record to Sony. Sony just did distro on it.
Ooh.
Our first album.
Ooh.
And then we kind of jumped ship from that label and started our own.
Mm-hmm.
with our manager Saul and Dugay, Figure Four Records. We started putting out independent singles.
Ooh.
And you know, we started getting a little buzz, doing shows here and there, had some videos, and then Saul, our manager, was offered a job as the head of the street team in Toronto.
Mm.
So that was a blessed look, and he's like, yo, I'm gonna get you guys signed to this label, BMG.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, please do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a little while, like a year and a half maybe, and he got us signed, and we had an album done. So they licensed that off us and put it out. And then around the time the album was released, we recorded Northern Touch.
Ooh.
And the label's like, yo, we're going to add this to the new batch of CDs that we're going to press up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a version of that album, Cash Crop, without Northern Touch.
Ooh.
And then after the label's like, yo, this song's a banger, let's add it to the album and we'll push the video. And yeah, and then, you know, put out two albums after that one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
And then and nowadays we're just kind of doing random shows here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But not really recording or putting out anything. It's just, you know, just mm-hmm. doing some old school shows when they're worth doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so kind of going back to the, you know, the spark of the hip-hop, right? Like, Who were like some B-boys, some DJs, some MCs that really sparked you? Like who was on repeat once you heard them?
I mean, for me, like I said, I was into B-boying when I was younger, but the music didn't really catch me until like 87.
Mm.
And then you got your Public Enemy, Big Daddy Kane,
mm-hmm.
KRS-One.
Mm-hmm.
EPMD,
mm-hmm. The Bridge is Falling,
Rakim, obviously,
Criminal Minded,
like a lot of the Run DMC, Run DMC music that I heard here in Canada wasn't their dope underground joints. It was kind of their rock box, Walk This Way, like all their kind of crossovers. So to me, I was like, I wasn't really feeling that whole rock vibe. And so, yeah, that era really kind of like influenced me and Red, like 88, 89, all those eras. Then Maestro comes in and it really inspired us to be like, damn, okay, this can be done in Canada, right? Like, you don't have to be from New York or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was a good inspiration. But yeah, like when I was little, talking 84, like there was a scene here. There was breakdancers, there was a few rappers, there were some DJs. So all that is, you know, that's all just fuel to a young hip hop aspiring kid to keep at it, you know. But yeah, there was a big breakdancing scene here, to be honest. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Competitions and those dudes that would come up from Seattle to battle, and it was a thing. It was alive and kicking. I mean, it wasn't big, but like if you were into it, like you knew where the parties were at and where the functions were at.
There was a culture, there was community,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you think has changed from the beginning of your journey to maybe seeing it at its height, you know, its peak here in the city, to where it is now? When you look at, like, the community now, what do you think changed? Positives and negatives.
I think the advent of the internet and access to it, you know what I mean, changed everything, right? So, you know, it became mainstream. And, you know, the underground fell off a bit. That's why we're talking about Chile, like South America, like they really cherish the real hip hop, right? Whereas in North America, people just rode the wave of whatever was trending and, like, you know, how the style switch up from underground to, like, jiggy or just whatever, you know, like...
When you talk about Will Smith.
good example, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit just really, there was a lot of crossover. And then, even, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, with your Maces and whoever was, like, Missy Elliott's, like, she dope. But, like, that whole, there was a shift in, like, underground real shit to, like, club music. There was... The distinction between like R&B and hip hop became less and less. You know what I'm saying? Like I remember when I was DJing back in, like, I forget what years it was, or it must have been early 2000. Some girl was like, "Can you play hip hop?" I'm like what? You know, like Mary J. Blige and like. So, like, their understanding of what hip-hop, like, it all got blurred.
That was across the board,
like, because it became pop. And it's like Mary J. Blige and Missy Elliott and or Aaliyah or SWV, that's all hip-hop to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
things change over the years, but like you go to South America and it's like, nah, that's R&B, that's not hip hop, that's not rap. They know the diff. Whereas North America, you know, it just started going down that lane, and nobody really respected the underground anymore, or not that they didn't respect it, but it wasn't a viable thing. Like these artists, some of these underground artists, they couldn't do a show and get more than 50 people, right? Whereas like 5, 6, 7 years prior, they could have filled a little club. You know, we're talking like your J. Rue the Damages or your Souls of Mischief, like your, you know, your cool underground groups. Like now it's like 2000s, early 2000s, mid 2000, and it's not the same anymore. Like,
you know,
it's like Nelly and
yep. I mean that's my era, right? You know, like, cause I was 88. I'm born 88, right? So, I mean, I definitely grew up listening to like a lot of West Coast music,
right?
When I was a child, you know what I mean? Like, first album was probably like Dog Food. You know what I'm saying?
Or
DPG. You know, Tupacalypse.
Right,
you know what I mean? Like those, you know what I mean? Rap music, right? But when I was like a teenager, yeah, man, I was in the era of 50.
Right.
And 50 was back. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that was, you know, he kind of, in my eyes, he saved hip hop at that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because of all of that kind of, nothing against Ludacris, because I listen to Luda too, but,
right.
You know, it was, like, I see where you mean. The Missies,
Right, there became a blur between hip hop and pop and
yeah.
You know, like crossover and yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Wasn't quite the same anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, man, it definitely wasn't as conscious. You know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously,
that shifted too, for sure.
Right. Know? It shifted hella. I mean, you know, you had Kool G Rap, right? Like, I mean, Kool G Rap, late 80s, right? And his whole elegance of dope dealing, right? Like, he really, you know, and Rakim touched on it a little bit, right? But he was still more conscious, you know what I mean? But then there was still a level of intelligence with, you know, one's experience of being in the hood and doing whatever they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in the 2000s, you start to see, like, okay, now it's very blatant. You know what I mean? It's in your face, right?
Right, yeah.
And then it evolved to where we at today with the whole Demon Time music, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, man, it's interesting to watch. I wouldn't even say that it evolved. I would say that it devolved, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know, because evolution, you know, it's got to be greater than what it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only thing greater in it is the violence and the malice.
Straight up, bro. You know what I mean?
That's what's greater.
That's like, what's greater.
It's like murder, murder, murder. Like, yeah.
You know?
It's so ignorant, bro.
It is.
It's changed a lot.
And it's like, you know, yo, man, we gonna take a break and come back, man. We live right now, CJSF 90.1 FM. We got DJ Kimo in the building. Yo, Vancouver, man, make some mother effing noise, man, for your hottest radio program in the mother effing country. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Run that. We gonna hit them with a PSA. Let's go.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Miami, the Playboy's paradise. Pretty girls, fast cars. That's just a facade. The bridge separates South Beach from my Miami. The real Miami, the MIA. This is where we hustle.
Suckers think you're tripping with, yes, I'm the boss. 745, white on white, that's Rick Ross. I keep them wide, I keep them long, I keep them fat. I keep them coming back, we keep them coming back. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Atlantic. I got them pretty things flying across the Atlantic. I know Pablo Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100 favors. I ain't petty player, we buy the whole thing. See, most of my homies hustle, they still do their thing. My roof back, my money ride. I'm on the pedal, show you what I'm running like. When they snatch black, I cry for 100 nights. He got 100 bodies, serving 100 lights.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day.
Steal cars, but we hard. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. I call the charge.
Call the charge.
Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard.
Ain't about no funny stuff, still flipping them chickens. I'm on my money stuff, still whipping them Benzes. Major League, who catching because I'm pitching. Jose Canseco just snitching because he finished. I feed them steroids to strengthen up all my chickens. They flying over Pacifics to be specific. Triple C's, you know it's fact. We holdin' sacks. So big and gon' rap. Yeah. Run and tell them that. Mo-ca. Mo-ca. Mo-o. Mo-o. Mo-co. Mo-co. Mo.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Time to spend my thrills, thrills. Custom spinning wheels. I ain't drove in a week, them shit is standing still. Talk about me, cause these suckers scared to talk about me. Killers talking about me, it ain't no talk about me. It ain't no walking around me. See all these killers around me, lot of around me going down in dead county. Don't talk no 22s, cost me 22. Sat it on a 22. The mama super thin, she say she 22, she seen them 22, we in room 222, I touch work like I'm convertible birth. I got distribution, so I'm converting the work, in the M-I-A-O, switch off, yeah yo, my shit been banging it, yo.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day.
Welcome to SmokingOrJoking.com and MoTV1.com, your free online entertainment communities. Subscribe to us now and add us as a friend to receive free music, ringtones, and concert tickets. Don't forget to subscribe to us now to enter.
Brothers love you, but this pleasure is mine. It's no pressure for us to say that I love you from now. I feel confident, shit, I just want us to be comfortable now. For real, who you loving, who you want to pull up with? Who don't care who you dating, long as you care and you trust me. I'm trying to hear all your problems so I can lighten the load. No, you not fighting alone, cause I'm protecting you from it. So chill, life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause they stop hurting but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club. With voicemails on third rings fucking
me
up.
So I don't trust. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give
that's
you chills.
Okay, they switch up on you, I'm gonna stay the same, yeah. I pull up on you, then put it in with patience. I'm good where we got it without no expectation. What good is the title when shawty been away, yeah. Let me illustrate ya, let my tongue repaint ya. It's already wet, have you had a brainstorm? Hurry, where they can take you, just know that my face good. Modify your energy so your bank and your skin glow. Max feel, let it fly, have you ever near a lot? Just to show you I don't care, go wear it to that again out. We don't share our whereabouts or the gossip, the hood, love. That's supreme confidence. If we good, that's good enough.
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills too. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. How about that? I'm tired of making up and pick your body up when you're down and out. How about that? I'm tired of making.
This song Dangerous with Akon.
Yes, this was a scenario where Cardinal, he had been signed with Akon and he was just wrapping up his album. And he reached out and he's like, yo, you got any like kind of up-tempo dancey kind of beats? I sent him a group of like four tracks, four different beats, all with that up-tempo, kind of clubby. And I sent it, and I didn't hear back from him for so many months. I was like, whatever happened, I don't know, whatever. That's just how it goes when you send beats out. You just hope for the best. I don't know how many months later, maybe six, maybe more, he's like, yo, we gonna put this out as the first lead-off single. I'm like, what song? You're like, oh, the one you sent me the beat. So, oh, shit, yeah. Oh, you're going to use it? Wow, okay. And you're going to make it the jump-off single? Okay, great. He sends it to me. I'm like, that's okay. I would have did this different. I would have did that different. I was critiquing it a bit. I didn't tell him, but I was like, this is cool. Could have made it a little better, whatever. So that was like released in 08, and then I think come around the start of 09, the record label starts getting it bubbling. It starts playing here and there. Honestly, like, that was such a good time to release that record, obviously for me and Cardinal, because Akon was literally at the pinnacle, I think, of his career. He had one record after that I would call the peak of all his success, which was "Damn, Use a Sexy Chick," right? That EDM record, David Guetta.
Yeah.
So to me, that was his biggest joint, and that was like the pinnacle of his career and releases. And "Dangerous" was one before that. So everything after that was kind of like he started kind of falling off a bit, but like it was just. I say it all the time, like all the stars aligned for Cardinal with that release. And it ran through the record label machine, right? Like I think it was
Sony?
Well, it was Convict through I wanna say Interscope, but I might be wrong.
But okay.
Akon was just a household name. The record label pushed it, and radio was like, "Yeah, we're feeling this." It just worked,
I mean, it was a hit, man. Everywhere you go, you know what I mean. You'd be hearing that song like 10 times on the radio.
Yeah, man. It was a trip,
right?
It was a trip.
You're probably still eating off that joint.
I get a few good little checks still.
Yeah.
It's a blessing for real.
Yeah. Well, let's get into it, man. I wanna for all you, I mean, you just heard it right there, man, from the man.
I got to shout out my partner because I made that with the homie Azel.
Okay.
He's a homie that moved here from Oklahoma.
Ah.
And he used to send me beats because we would work on the same workstation at the time, which was Reason.
Okay.
And he sent me a bunch of stuff, and I had a bunch of his stuff in my library. And when I was kind of putting together some beats, I was like, what is Azel got? Let me see what I could flip.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened this session, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. I sped it up a good amount, like maybe 10 BPMs. Mm-hmm. I changed some of the sounds, some of the drums. I arranged the melody he had, I kind of arranged it just a little bit different, but like the chorus piece with all the strings, that's all his stuff. So that's my man. I gotta shout him out.
That's respect, bro. Shout out to Azel, man. Big up to you, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And that's a real one, man. Not you know, you letting people know like that wasn't just me. You know what I mean? And that's a real one, bro.
Always giving
the flowers where they do, right?
Yep.
So we gonna get into it, man. Dangerous. Look.
Let's just run this joint.
Woo!
Can I get a witness?
Notice you, noticing me from across the room. I can see it and can't stop.